They didn't finish there. The church was continually growing and evangelizing. And I was sharing the gospel the same way that I came to the Lord through the sports and through the martial arts. What happened, though, our church were growing and many actually Muslims were converted to Christ. It brought so many extremists to completely actually come basically terrorists of Al-Qaeda. They planted 4 bombs in our church to completely kill us. So that even the building won't be there. And I was in the church, I was in the worship, I was singing in the worship and praising the Lord. And we didn't have a clue that Sunday will be turned to the bloody Sunday. In the church was about like 1,000 people who were worshiping Jesus. And I remember it was a midday when I glanced to the clock. And suddenly the blast was like a sound of many trumpets. It was like shaking. And all room was shaking like it was a big earthquake. And we saw this a big earthquake. And the sound of the trumpets was a big blast. And it was deafening. And the smoke and the... I was thinking it's the second coming of Jesus for real because it was so shaking. And I was actually raising hands and saying, the Spirit and the Bride say, come, Lord Jesus, come. And everyone was joining me in a worship team and were welcoming Jesus' return. But Jesus came in a different way. And not always he comes in our ways, but in his ways they're greater. And what happens... the second thought was maybe it's an electroshock because during the war we had a lot of problems with electricity. But it wasn't our friend who was a military guy. He came and announced in the church, he says, it's a bomb explosion. It's more bombs are hidden here. You have to run away from this facility and you have to save your lives. And chaos and panic started in the church. Everyone started running to exit. And it was a 3-story of the building quite tall that we were renting. And we were just all running to save our lives. And the first bomb actually was hidden in the middle of the church in the sanctuary. And this actually injured people who were sitting in the back of the church, in the middle of the church. And I started going to exit in the middle of the, the middle of the sanctuary. I was stopped and... because I saw the big hole of the blast, the bomb, and the roof was gone, and all the windows were blown away because the blast was horrifyingly big. And next to the bomb was so much blood, and my friends were just dying in front of my eyes.